Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Hey, it's been a while. I know I've missed you. How about Tracy?
That's right. We have missed you guys. And I'm the reason that we were not live because I was in Egypt. So we took a couple weeks off. I think it was three shows we missed. Yeah.
Something like that. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have our
So,
moderator, Tiffany, is here. We're all here.
hello. Did you miss them, Tiffany?
Only a little bit.
Gee, what would I do with free Friday nights?
Maybe have a social life.
I love it. We are the best social life. So you guys, come
Absolutely.
on, get in here. Let's get everybody in listening.
Come in, tell us where you're from, lighting up the grid. You know, earlier someone was saying, you know, the planet's energetic grid is getting stronger. And I'm like, that's why we tell you to light up your shine your light, because that's what it's doing. That's why it's so important. You are strengthening the grid when you do that.
That's right. I don't want to show off too much, but come on, guys, do it. Strengthen the grid. And if you guys are listening to this live, which anyone listening right now is,
Our live tonight.
yeah, we are live tonight, 2013. No, may have been prompted to say that. We would love for you to send us your questions and your comments. Please do that in the chats below your live feed. So if you're watching on Facebook, please open it into its full version. And oh yes, happy belated birthday, Tiffany. I'm seeing that in the chat right now. Let's make sure we shout out to the Tiffins with her
Absolutely.
birthday over the break. Not mine, hers. We were teasing because one of the reruns, apparently was my birthday on the rerun, and so thank you everyone that was wishing me a happy birthday. But let's focus that now on Tiffany. Yeah. Okay, so if you're chatting and you're asking questions, one of the best places to do that, I think, is probably on my YouTube page. So if you guys go over to YouTube and go to my page, go to the lives. Anyway, we have a little friendly competition going on, Julia and I do, and we like to see who
Who's
gets
winning? So come
more.
on, mine, please.
I don't think the sympathy card that you are playing, I can't say it, but look at you. Come to my page. Let's have a party in the chat on my page in YouTube. Let's do it. Okay. So you guys know how to get to us. Ask us your questions. We're gonna tune in and we will see what comes in for answers. Yeah.
Exercise our intuitive muscles. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still a little jet lagged, so my intuitive muscle might look like this.
I'll say we haven't been doing this for a few weeks, so we
I
might
know.
see, or we might be just
It
super
could be the break we
connected.
needed to have our breakthrough. So,
That's right.
if you guys want to ask questions, put Tiffany in capital letters, lots of emojis, icons, and Princess Tiffany or Goddess in the Sky, any of those things. Remember, this is how we get her attention. So, everybody's had a little break from this. It's time to get back into the groove. We've got to remind her how much we love her. Lots of hearts, lots of hearts. All right. Do we want to dive into? I don't have any energy updates because my energy update is I have none.
No,
I'm
but
tired.
when we were talking the other day, you said we have lots of things to talk about on the show from
We
your
do.
experiences in Egypt and just messages that we've both been getting recently. And I think we were going to talk about that unless we want to
I
wait
think
until
so.
something opens it up for us.
Well, that'll give people time to say hello and tell us where they're from. So you guys keep doing that in the chat, so that Tiffany can lose her voice trying to say how many different places and regions you guys are from. So we were talking about overcoming disappointment and expectations and
Expectations is probably,
reframing.
yeah, because where do disappointments come from? Having expectations.
So some of you, I posted a video, and if you're on my YouTube, you saw the video where I talked a little bit about the Egypt trip. But on that trip, there was 12 of us on the trip, and we were faced quite frequently with something different than what we had planned. And I'm going to say that in the nicest way I can.
Planned, expected, but it was planned.
It
So
was
nothing
something
they
that
could
we
expect
had planned and had set up with the tour group there, and we kept getting something different. So, as a group, what we were faced with is, do we, I mean, it wasn't anything we could do about it. You can't change it at this point. This is what it is. What are you going to do with that? And so, what a fantastic group of people I got to go with, because everybody was on board with, let's make the best of what is here. And as soon as we would shift out, because there were those 3D moments of being like, what? I had it in my head we were going to get to do this. One of the things.
Let's put a little background to it. As an event organizer, that's major. I mean, this is what you've
Major.
adopted. This is what we're doing. This is what people are coming. They are purchasing this event or this experience. And it's on you as the coordinator to deliver what you said you were going to give. So.
Well, one of the things that happened, the Isis temple is such a beautiful temple to go to. And one of the other things that we were finding, as some of the people in our group went with us last year, and they went again this year because it's life-changing to go on these journeys, and they wanted more of that. And we were all noticing things were like opposite of what they were last year. And for example, like last year, when we got off of the boat to get on to the Isis temple, we were on one side of the dock. And this year we were on the other side. And I'm like, even that is opposite. We were over there last year. Like we're coming in where we exited the year before. And it was just interesting. Not good, bad, or indifferent. It was just noticeably interesting. Like, we are really having these opposite things happen. And, we would gather around, and it's a big no-no thing to pray or meditate or anything like that in the temples. But, we would just gather in a little circle. We weren't even doing anything. And we're just like, just tune into that and see what it feels like to you. And if somebody closed their eyes, I swear to God, there was a guard coming in going, you guys need to leave this place, and moving us on. We're just like, what's happening? We're not even doing anything. We're just closing our eyes. So
Forbidden to close your eyes.
do not close your eyes in the temples. But it was really interesting. And we were supposed to go to the original island that Isis was on. They moved that temple to a higher ground because it was going underwater. And we were supposed to get to go to the island, and we did go there in the little boat. And then, but last year we were able to get off and walk around a little bit and just be there in that energy. And this year the boat pulls up and everybody goes to get off the boat, and our guide's like, don't get off the boat, you can't get on the island. And we're like, what? We're just like, what do you mean? And this was like one of the big things we were looking forward to doing. He's telling us, no, we don't have permission to get on the island. And we couldn't figure that one out. It turned out later, we found out that the tour group that we organized it through thought that we wanted to swim there. And the waters are like really deep, and definitely, no, we did not want to swim there. Not to mention, none of us had a swimsuit on. So it was even more confusing. But in hindsight, he was doing what he was told to do, to not let us off the boat, because the tour people thought that we were wanting off the boat to go swim there. No, we just wanted to stand on. Anyways, there was just a lot. But as we all know, as you're going through all these things, and it was too windy to do the hot air balloons. That was disappointing. We didn't get to get on the island. That was disappointing. All these things. So, but we are turning them into these other things. It's like, okay, well, then at dinner time, we'd sit around and It was kind of like playing a game of Clue. It's like, okay, guys, this is what happened. What do you think this is about? What are you getting with this? And what did we take away from today? And what experiences did we have? And we would just really find that we had the most extraordinary day, you know, even though certain things didn't fall into place, it was still just this magical experience. And because of the group that we had, you know, we were able to make lemonade and it was sweet and it was good. And towards the end of that, like the last 3 days of the trip, it was like we were going to go to Alexandria. One of the people on the trip goes, "So what are we doing in Alexandria? Can you tell me about that day? You know, what that day consists of?" And I was like, "I'm not even going to try." It's like
Who knows anymore?
nothing that we have planned has gone the way we've planned it. So I said, "I'm not even going to tell you about it. We'll just all be surprised when we get there." And then that day actually went as scheduled, as planned. And it was like, of course it did. But
Because
we
you finally
really
let
went out
go
with,
of that.
what's that?
You finally let go of
Yeah,
that need.
it felt like we passed a test or something. You know, it was like, oh, what a day that finally went the way it was supposed to. We were there 17 days. That's a lot of days to have every day be like, wait, what? What do you mean we're not doing that? Or what do you mean we're doing it this way? So, yeah, there was a lot of things. And so to have a day go the way it was planned was like, what? And then we ended up getting, for the last 3 days, we ended up getting Tito, who was our guide. A new guide that we got for the last 3 days in Cairo. And he was everything that we could have asked for in a guide. Like if we could have put it a poster face on it, it was his. And he was talking to us about the energy grids that they're finding under Khafre pyramid and different things that he was noticing as an Egyptologist and things that didn't quite make sense to him. And we're all just like, you know, glued to him. Whereas the other guide, we're all
That's
like,
the stuff
any?
I hear.
Yeah. Or like the other guide, we're kind of like, okay, hurry up and wrap it up so we can go walk around or something. And this one, we're just like, keep talking. We want to hear more. So very, very powerful. The last 3 days were just like magic. It was a grand finale to what was a good trip, but not the trip that we had planned.
Not as planned,
So
but those last 3 days, you said you felt like you passed a test,
we
and so
passed the tests, or
when you
yeah,
got to
we shifted our attitudes and got on board with the flow of what was happening and what was being presented. Now, one of the things that happened was we were supposed to have 2 days in the trip where we were going to be in the King's Chamber, private visit in the pyramid. And the first one came around and they're like, what? We didn't book that. What do you mean we thought you wanted to cancel that. And we're just like, why would we want to cancel that? And so, but it was the weekend. There was nothing we could do about it. They couldn't fix it, even if they wanted to. Nobody could fix it. It was in stone. We were not getting that. And so that was the biggest challenge. That's a huge disappointment. We're not going to get our private time in the pyramid. So we all gather up and we're like, let's just do a little meditation on this. And what came in is that it was more important to do a ceremony on the outside. And so we managed to get, you know, the public access tickets to the King's Chamber. So we did get to go up there and be in the King's Chamber for a few moments. Come down, and then we did this ceremonial walk around the pyramid, and it was amazing. And you know, there was just and we got to listen to the guide talk to us about all of these other theories and ideas of how these big stones got here and what are these chambers used for, and that it's, you know, his impression that it's not a tomb, and several other things, you know, and so it was magical.
I didn't think about this the other day when we were talking about it. So you walked around the Great Pyramid.
The whole thing.
Do you remember seeing They had a hole in the ground where they had a ship in there. You remember that?
I do.
You didn't
There's
see
a
it. It
hole
was
in
like
it.
in the anyway, and that's called an airship. And and they have one in the museum where you can see it upright, or I looked it up or something. But anyway, but it's an airship, and they had a little plaque there when I'd gone. But it was down in the ground, just showing you like this is what they used to come over. But it's called an airship, and they showed the oar that they use, like they would be on the top. This oar would there was no way it would reach the water. I don't know why. It was just like, isn't this interesting? It was just a really weird looking ship. I mean, it looked like a boat that'd be on the water.
You're saying ship, and in my head, I'm in a UFO.
Yeah.
Yes, they did
Like
show it.
the boat. They called it
Yes.
an airship.
I don't know that he called it an airship, but he
On
was
the plaque,
pointing that
because
out.
I was just on my own little thing. That's when I was walking around
Oh, okay.
on the plaque.
Yeah, I think I was in my own little world when he was talking about it, but I do remember him talking about that and pointing it out because it kind of sits between the two pyramids there. Yeah. So anyways, extraordinary. We got 4 hours in the King's Chamber or in the pyramid, and I didn't go to all three of the rooms that you could visit, but I went to the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber. And of course, I ended up with time alone in both of those, and which I can't even put words to that. Like, it was such a blessing. And as a group, we all got in there and made some beautiful noise. So it ended on such a high note, and it was just such good confirmation of what happens when you go with the flow, because every time we would let go of that resistance, then all of a sudden something wonderful would come in, or we would shift that experience, and it would turn, what was looking like a bad experience ended up being fun and good and lighthearted and silly and bonding and just shifted, So we got through all of that and realized that there was such a bigger thing at play, and we were getting a lot of information. The first night I was there, I got a download from a Lyran lifetime, and in that lifetime there was energy used against me, and I went blind in that lifetime. And anyways, it turned out that everything about it was a theme in this. We were working with this isotopian crystalline Lyran civilization, and we were all from it, and that was coming through in our regressions and meditations and different things. So it was an extraordinary trip. But in that, I also hurt my foot, and so still nursing that a little bit. And today was a much better day with that. But yeah, so all of it's just
And
so
yes,
much. I can't even talk about
she's
it
been
all.
talking to her body to get the understanding of what that's about.
Yeah. So handing that over to you as well, it seemed like you were getting the same kind of messages just in day-to-day life, that let go of the resistance, let go of the old
Let go of,
constructs.
yeah, because
And
I'd gotten this message before. It's like you have to let go, and it's like. And once they said let go of everything, okay, that's what is that? Because immediately I'm like, what? And so this time these messages were coming through, and it was luckily in that beautiful, beautiful place between sleep and waking up that we love so much. And so I was able to hold it there, and I had this beautiful conversation. And because I was, talking to him again, and they were doing that thing again. You gotta let go of everything. I'm like, okay. I want you to be very specific because you've told me this before, and that I don't understand what that means. Tell me exactly what I'm supposed to be letting go. And they're like, oh, the feelings that you have about every event that's ever happened, all the feelings you've been holding on to them, and those need to be let go of. And that's a different thing.
Yeah.
And it's like you and you hold all this stuff in, and it doesn't pass on. And we've talked about this many, many times before, and it's just got a whole different clarity now as far as You know, we talk about we take these things in and we shove them in, and we don't process. They're meant to be moving on through, you know, and stuff. And so we, but as good metaphysical people, good spiritual people, we are, I forgive you and I love you and yes, and because we know that's the right thing to do. But, and so by doing that, we're not honoring our feelings. We're not expressing our feelings necessarily. It's like we can't get mad, we can't get angry, we can't, you know, we can't go through those things because that's not spiritual, that's not a good person, whatever you want to call it, you know. And so inadvertently, I mean, even though I've been teaching this, it's like feel the emotions, do this, but I still do it too, you know, and that's what it was showing me. You're holding on to everything. And it was like, and I think you were asking, well, what is that? What do you mean you were holding on? How do you know you were holding on? And it was showing me that I was replaying dialogues that I was having with people in different situations. And as long as I'm doing that, I'm holding on to it. So I was replaying it and I was feeling it again and all that stuff. Well, that's holding on. Let it go. And so now what I do is if I find myself starting to go there, I have to stop myself and just like, no, let it go. Let it go. It's not worth it. It's not mine anymore. Just, you know, I learned whatever I needed to learn from it. Let it go. Yes, it bothered me. It did that and I felt it. Now, let it go. I'm still working on it. I'm still, you know, so this is still a work in progress, but at least I have more information. And so I feel like this is coming through as really, really important. So I feel like we all need to, maybe this is a message for everybody.
That's exactly what I was about to say, is like it feels like we all need to do this as a community. It's not as easy as just going, oh yeah, let's just let it go. No, we're still in the human experience, and we're still like, I was so reactive at a couple of things that to me were really big deals, that hey, that's a big screw up. That's not a, oh, your bus is going to be 10 minutes late. This is like the whole entire day that we planned is non-existent. It's like, and I was in my 3D human reaction around that. And but that was, I think, part of that experience, is to go into that. I think I was justified in being upset that that didn't get written down correctly
You said
or
it's okay
processed
for it. You
correctly.
did. I mean, this is what you do. This is what you explain. I hired you to do this. No, this is what we do.
I'm justified in being upset that this is not happening. And but then, okay, so I had that feeling, went through that, and then I had a choice of, do I linger in that, or do we make the best of what we have?
And that's just it. You get to a point, it's like, can I do anything about this? No. Okay. Then we're going to make something good out of it, but you're still accountable over here. You know, hey, this is your
Right. Yeah, it
group.
didn't make them not accountable for it. But at the same time, we have this day that we're going to, what are we going to do with it? And this is what they're offering. Let's go check it out. So, and of course, we made the best of that, which I do want to say it, they did seem to think they were off the hook because we had fun. And it's like, oh no, you're still accountable for kind of screwing that up. But you're just
And
lucky. We are an amazing group
that
of
may be
people.
where some of what we do looks like. It's like, okay, I have to just let it go because, and no, you can still hold them accountable. Now, it's not going to affect me having a good time or me going on and enjoying myself,
Exactly.
but you've got a job too. So it's, see, these are delicate. They're little lines that I think we need to understand how to work with
Yeah.
in our spiritual natures in these
I think
human
so
bodies.
too. Because, and how many times in life have we held a grudge thinking that if we let that grudge go, then that person's off the hook? And really, is it even affecting the other person? Do they know that you're holding that grudge? Or if they do know you're holding the grudge and you don't let that affect your mood, they might feel like, oh, good, they're not mad anymore. I'm off the hook. But you're still accountable for those things. We still have a responsibility. There were some things that went on that were makes you just go, what's wrong with people? And humanity needs to step up. There was an incident that, was inappropriate with one of the vendors that was just being a little too aggressive. And it's like, you need to, as a person, you need to level up. This
Yeah,
is
it's
not
not
okay to
okay.
behave this way.
That's not all right. And
Yeah.
because you're a spiritual person, you don't have the right to say something. No, it's
Yeah.
not okay. You have boundaries to set, you have things to say. That is your.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, as going through those experiences, I know we all handle things differently and stuff, but, you know, it needs to be addressed. It needs, people need to be held accountable for what they're doing. And that's what happened in one of the situations that we were in, is a young man got held accountable for being too pushy and too aggressive as a vendor. So, you know, it's like, you just can't do that. You can't touch me. You can't push on me. You can't. So, you know, just as all of us in this world, we let's be accountable for ourselves. Let's take ownership for our behaviors and be good people. And this is what it takes to be in New Earth. You know, we want New Earth. We got to start stepping up.
We are, I mean, it's New Earth is what we create. So if, you
Yeah,
know, we are the ones writing the story of what it will be.
very, very true. Yeah. So, all right, are we ready to
Think
find out
so.
where
That
they're from?
worked. That was good
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good intro.
though.
Hopefully you guys, there will still be time for questions. So let's get Tiffany on here and find out where everybody's from, and then we'll get into questions.
Okay, I have North Carolina, Ohio, Minnesota, Georgia, Spain, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Seattle, Australia, Nebraska, Texas, Portland, Oregon, San Antonio, Los Angeles, South Africa, San Francisco, Miami Beach, Indiana, Little Rock,
Okay, you're getting close.
oh, yeah,
Maryland, Las Vegas, Quebec,
Las
Ontario,
Vegas, Quebec.
yeah, we're all over.
Indiana, Minnesota again.
Love it.
Oh, Columbia, Missouri,
Okay, you're on the other
New
side.
Zealand.
There we go. That's
Yeah. I just
I
want to see if there's another random one.
it. Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
I know it, and some of you guys, we know it's your time frame to be here. You're listening in weird hours, so thank you for being here. Any
And
more
definitely,
random
even if you're
ones?
not watching us live, please keep lighting up the grid.
She muted, so maybe there wasn't any more
Because the wind
fascinating.
doesn't matter. Yeah.
No, no, what, no other. Oh, South Jersey, Cleveland, Alabama,
Okay, cool. That's
Florida
all you're doing.
Keys,
Yeah.
Sweden,
Sweden. All right.
Ireland,
Ireland, okay.
Iowa, Utah, Virginia. Now they're all coming in. New
Hey.
Mexico, Scotland.
Oh, there you go, Tiff. Scotland.
I want to thank Team Ginger. She's saying Tracy has Zooms that are sometimes inexpensive or donation based. Those are actually on my online store. I have 15 journeys you can take that are donation based, which means you can literally go on there and download them for free. So if that's something of interest, that's on my YouTube page or on my website, and then you just go to the online store and it'll say donation based on there, which means you can go in there and you just, if you want to just download it and try it, do that. You don't have to donate. So is that Q making an entrance in the
Yes,
background?
she's been all around here doing lots of things. Now maybe she's finally exiting.
It's like, I'm out.
Or maybe not. No, here she comes back.
You heard her name. She's coming back. Anyways, wonderful. Questions. Are we ready for
Ready,
questions?
ready,
All
ready.
right. Is Tiffany ready for questions? Goddess, pretty princess in the sky.
Don't get an Egypt name.
Oh man, give me a minute. My
Okay.
brain is still on half mass.
Okay. Next time.
Next one, yeah.
Goddess, this is from Juliet. Goddess Tiffany, I keep seeing double and triple numbers, 111, 222, 555, etc., at least 12 times a day. Why so intense on the synchronicity? Yes, I looked up meaning every time. It's just so many times.
Yeah, they're just really trying to get your attention. You must also, as well as having questions, you must have a wonderment as to, oh, what was it was right there. It's like, is this real? Is this, do I really have guides? Do I really have, it's like things like that, and they're really trying to overly impact on you that yes, we are here, we are with you, we got your back, all this stuff over and over and over again. So it goes back to you and what you're thinking as to why they're doing it so much.
I feel like also if you are going through any kind of change, or if you end up going through a change, it's their way of letting you know you are going to be okay. Don't
Yes.
worry about it. You're going to be okay. I mean, if they're showing you all the numbers, that means your finances are going to be okay, your material goods are going to be okay, you're going to be okay, your path is going to be lined up. You're okay. So that's kind of the feeling I get, is they're just trying to let you know everything's okay. So, okay, good. Oh, I
All
gotta come
right.
up with it. Hold on, hold on, hold
Yeah.
on. What would be a good Egyptian goddess one? I keep thinking Sekhmet, like you're a cat or something. So maybe you were part of my Lyran family and the isotope crystalline
Was Sekhmet
city.
the one that also looked like a bear?
I don't think so.
The healing one?
And now you're going to make me think about it. Okay, so beautiful Egyptian goddess in the sky. I'm going to make it simple and not overthink it.
Well, you brought up Lyran, so here we go.
Here we go.
this is from Spiritual Disco.
I love
Metaphysically spectacular Tiffany. Oh, very well done. Nice. What is the spiritual significance of a feral cat coming to your life? I've got this feral cat that started showing up in my backyard and I started feeding her. Does it have to do with the Lyrans? Do they control the cat distribution system? LOL, thank you.
I love
Yes.
it.
Oh my gosh, we saw so many kittens, by the way, so many kittens, and we were able to buy bags of cat food and feed them. And so thank you to the ones in Egypt who finally figured out you can sell the tourist bags of cat food.
Yeah, because they didn't do that when I was there. And these
I
cats, I
had to
mean, we'd
ask.
buy lunch and they were wanting our food.
Yeah, we had to ask for it. And it turns out that the ones in ISIS have it, and they'll give you some
That's
cat
where the
food to feed
cats
them.
are. They're mainly in the ISIS.
Yeah, in Alexandria, we went to the Colosseum, and they had so many kittens there. Oh my gosh, they were so cute. And the gal there had some cat food too, and she saw sucker all over my face. This little tiny bag of cat food. I said, "How much would you?" I said, "How much would you charge me for that little bag of cat food?" And she goes, "Oh, where are you from?" I said, "I'm from the U.S. $10." I kid you not. And I'm like, five, ten, five. And I'm like, okay, it's for the cats, whatever. And so we fed the cats. But anyways, it was kind of funny. We learned that when they ask you where you're from and you say the U.S., the price doubles.
Yeah,
That's pretty
sucker.
great. And as far as the feral kitty, yeah, there probably is a message there. Also, one of the things that I've heard is that the cats are like little portals. When they sit on you and purr or do those things or whatever, they're like little portals for these other, like these Lyran counterparts to come through, and they can, just like when we're channeling, the cat can channel the energy of the Lyrans to you. So yeah, there probably is a significance as to why the kitty cat showed up, and something there, a message there for you with the cat. Yeah, so just ask the kitty, what does it want you to know? And then start paying attention to
Whatever
things
you
that are happening around you, because that's how the messages will come in. So, okay, enough of the kitty kitties.
Well, my kitty kitty is here giving himself a bath, so I guess it's
Oh,
perfect bath time. Yeah.
yeah. Well, it could be a message. I'm just saying.
Oh, do I need a bath?
What's a cat trying to tell you?
I don't think he's giving me, I don't think he's being clear enough.
Be more specific. Oh, that area. Okay.
Oh no, you said that at the worst time, Tracy. I look over. Oh.
Yeah, we all drew a picture in our mind. We're good.
Yeah,
We're
well, it's happening, so you're welcome.
good. All right, you guys, I hope that you're finding that humorous as we are. Children are there going, not my I'm going away now. Okay. Oh, Princess Tiffany, who obviously is being adorned by her cat. What's the next question?
This is from Rose D. Tiffany, sparkly fairy princess.
Very
For
good.
years, I keep getting dreams of adventures with my daughter. They seem real. In reality, I don't have children. Is it parallel reality slash past life? Who could she be?
Yeah, any of the above. I would say that definitely you're tapping in, and that's where we go in our dreams. We're going into these other realities, these other dimensions. So very likely you're just tapping into one of your other lives, whether it's parallel past. I mean, they're all simultaneous. So you're just slipping into another version of yourself in another timeline.
Are
It
you
could be this
human in the
timeline
dream?
or just another life, period.
Yeah, are you human in the dream?
Yeah.
Just wondering. Yeah, there could be a lot of answers to that, but all of them of which you've listed good examples of. So feel into it. What feels right to you?
Exactly. Yeah. And this is where, yeah, you do that. I mean, and if you have anything like that again, you know, you can, you are lucid in those things because they're so real. And that's where you can even ask questions in there
Gotcha.
if you'll catch it. That just takes a little bit to take, all of a sudden you start realizing, oh, wait a minute, I don't have children. And you've got to kind of hold it, stay in that state without the conscious mind bringing you all the way up. And then you can start exploring in there. So that's a fun little exercise. And
Yeah. Very cool. All right. So this is fun.
yeah, it
Could
is
even
fun.
be. Could even be a hybrid child that you're visiting off planet and you're
Yeah, because
having
we do
memories of.
that. Because we do that. When we have hybrid children, we go visit them. Yes. We've been told that many times in sessions.
I know. Well, and we've been told that personally, though.
Yeah.
It's like the one of the things that I found to be most interesting about the hybrids as the females, as us as females. We are born with all the eggs that we're going, you know, that we'll have throughout our whole life. And so they could take us even as an infant and harvest eggs, and we can have hybrid children the same age as us. So I was like, really? Wow. So that was
Since there's no
interesting.
such thing as time.
True. Yeah, we're still putting that concept in there with that as well. But I know so many things that. We don't realize we're in our own way with the way we're thinking.
If you wanted more information, if you had a QHHT session, because that would be a great place to ask those questions and explore this more, if it's appropriate for you to know.
True. All right. All right. Beautiful dancing butterfly Egyptian goddess in the sky, Tiffany. Whew.
I'll
What else you
accept
got?
it.
Accept it.
I believe this was a, I just remembered seeing this scrolling through. I think it was from Kathy, and they had said, happy birthday to me. And oh, thank you for all the birthday wishes. And then they also said, oh, you're an Aries like your mother. And so I also wanted to answer or make it one better. Dolores was also an Aries.
Yeah,
So.
Aries, Aries, Aries. I mean, hey, you know that's something. It has to be something.
Yeah, absolutely. All the Aries in the house. Yeah, because your mother had her birthday during our break too.
Yeah, hers was on the 15th, and then Tiffany's is on the 18th. Mine's in March, but we're all Aries.
Big celebration.
Okay, so this question is from Marty to Tiffany and beyond.
That's it.
Yep. Yep, you see it.
Go. In
What
her
role
suit. Because
did you say in my bear suit?
no, your super suit.
Wait, do you have a bear suit?
No, but because you talked about that god or goddess that has a
The
bear.
segment suit.
Has anybody Googled that yet?
I think he's a
Okay.
bear. I think so. He looked like a bear to me, or she did. It's a she, I think. So he looked like a
I'm
bear.
gonna Google it. Go
Okay.
ahead and ask your question.
Okay. What role does love play in personal transformations? From time to time, I tend to still have dreams about someone from the past that I was involved with romantically.
Okay. And that's fine. That's probably something you're working on when we dream. I mean, our dreams are so many things, are multifaceted. Sometimes they're visiting other dimensions, like we were just saying in this other one. And sometimes it's like it's showing us we're working on ourselves with different things. So it's showing us people that represent those qualities maybe that we're working on. So that's why these people are come into our dreams, because it's something like you had that love for this person. So it's like bringing that back in, that for whatever it is you want to explore with that. That's what I'm getting about it is, and so it's like they're always saying like these characters are just parts of ourselves. And so that, to me, that character represents love to you. So it's something that you're working on probably. And sounds like it was a really deep love, because it's when it pulls way back there, and it pulls up all these emotions. So this is something that you are wanting to work on. Only you know the answer to that, as far
Lucky.
as what to do with it.
So lucky. Get that done, right? Just for everyone's information, the segment is a lioness, like half a lion, half human.
It's a lioness, and that's why it looks like a bear, because it's got the little ears.
Oh,
That's why
stop,
I
it's a
interpret
lion.
it. That's why it doesn't have pointy ears, right? Yeah, and I don't know why I see a bear when I saw that, but it doesn't have the ears. Aren't the ears rounded? The statue that I saw, it had very
Here we
profound
go.
round ears.
I will give this to you. That one has more
I can't
rounded
see it
ears.
close enough. Can you make it bigger? Yeah, see how it kind of does, but no, it does have a lion face. Yeah.
Oops, apparently I cannot make it bigger. I
But
can
yeah,
make it
so.
disappear.
That it was a lion face, not because I'm, but the rounded ears is what makes me think of a bear.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You are right that it is a lion. It's a kitty
Like,
cat.
am is that wrong?
No, you're not. You're not wrong. I remember now.
It's coming clear. Wonderful. Oh,
Statue
we're
they
feeling
have
good
in
with
a very
time.
dark room.
It is in a very dark room. Yeah, you got to put your flashlight on it for sure. Which is odd. And all the buildings, they have all these lightings and stuff. And in that little space, they have nothing. You got to turn your phone light on.
And the energy with that stuff, and that may be why it's all enclosed. It is so powerful in there. I mean, oh my gosh. It was hard to stay in there for very long. It's very powerful energy.
It's an experience for sure. And then our guide was, he turned his phone on and put it on video. And when you do that, you can see energy doing this thing. Like, and he said you can tell when she's angry and when she's happy. I'm like, I don't know about that, as I'm watching his thing. And he's like, oh, look, you guys are making her happy. The energy is changing. And I'm like, is it? I mean, you could see it. You could see it. I don't know what he was seeing. Maybe it wasn't explained to me enough, but there was like this energy that would do this around the statue, and it was kind of cool to see that. But anyway, apparently it changes. I just didn't notice it. But in my defense and his defense, there was a bunch of us trying to look at a little phone, so could have been doing that. But it was a very powerful. That was one of the first things that we got to do, is go and visit the statue. So that was pretty cool. All right, back to the questions. Everybody's like, I can feel their energy going, ask my question, ask my question.
Exactly.
So,
Stop talking.
Tiffany,
My
Miss,
question.
yeah, exactly. We want you to use your highest, most beautiful intuition and find the next question for us, please.
This is from Sarah Smith. Goddess of fiery dragons, Tiffany.
Ooh.
Is it ever okay to ghost toxic people? Do we always owe them an explanation?
My personal feelings is you do what you feels right to you. You know, somebody's being toxic and you know they're toxic and you don't want them in your world anymore. That's you put up a barrier and I don't want them in my life, so I'm not going to keep talking to them. I'm not going to keep entertaining them. That's, now that may not be the highest and most mature way to handle a thing. You know, it's like probably would be better to go talk to them and talk it out, but this is, I just choose not to interact with a person anymore. That's my way. So.
I think, like you said, it's going to be up to the person. To ghost somebody, if you feel comfortable with that, and that is a good resolution for you. Remember, we got at this stage of the game, we're doing the things that make us happy and most comfortable. That's how we're raising the frequency. That's how we're moving into these higher levels. And if somebody else's interaction with you feels toxic, then separating yourself from that obviously would be a very powerful move for you to do. If this is somebody that's important to you but they're toxic, maybe you want to talk it out. If it's just somebody that that cat just went all the way through. The Lyrans are making a
Yes,
statement.
they are.
Just pass on through that. Let's just see what the cat had to say.
But
So
yeah,
yeah,
I
I
know that
think
you are
it's
different. Like you, because I'll just stop talking and you're like, oh no, we gotta settle this. I have my sister-in-law is that way too. She's like, I'm gonna deal with it. And I'm like, I don't.
it's a personality type.
It is.
I and at one point in my life, I was in a relationship with somebody that would shut down for 3 or 4 days and not talk. And I get it. I get that that person needed that space to do that, but I need to talk about it. So for me, 3 or 4 days of not talking is torture, and sleepless nights where they're sleeping like a baby because this is their process. I'm up all night. So that's not fair to me. Now, does that make that person a toxic person? Maybe for me, they're toxic, but they're not a toxic person. That was his process, not my process. We were oil and water. So that's just the way it is. I've had people come and go in my life, and just they come in fast, they go out fast, and it's like, what's happening there? So I've adjusted a lot to that, where I've had people in my life that just all of a sudden they just stop talking to you and disappear. And that is hard for me because I want to understand it, but I don't always get to. And that's my problem. That's my stuff. It's not like, Julia, if you do that to me, if you ghost me, because I know that about your personality, if you just one day decided we're not friends anymore, it's not your responsibility to take care of how I feel. It's your responsibility to take care of how you feel.
Correct, but and I was about to say this, if somebody's important to me and something's happening, I will address it. You know, I'm not going to just, I will have attempted several times. If I have attempted many times and it's not getting anywhere, then I will just stop if somebody that's close to me.
Oh, ditto. Yeah. If somebody's not responding to me, I'm not going to chase them. Definitely don't chase somebody if they're not responding. But if you're the one that feels like you want to step out of something and you don't want to have to try to explain it to the other person, that's your prerogative to do that. And it's not your responsibility to manage how they feel about it. And maybe, just maybe, the universe is using you to be a trigger for them so that they can heal an old wound. So that could be at play in this too. So follow your heart, as always.
Or vice versa, they're a trigger for you to set your boundaries and to step away. Who knows?
So we know that the narcissist personality, that label, whatever, that there's just been a huge push with the narcissist relationships to move us into self-love. So if you're finding yourself in that narcissistic back and forth with somebody, then consider that maybe that person's in your life because it's time for you to start working on self-love and honor and respect yourself and all the things you want from them, do it for yourself. And I mean, the sooner you do that, the sooner you're out of that or that relationship can shift. So, yeah.
Yeah, just be true to yourself and know your feelings about it. There is no right answer to that question.
I
It's
think I want to know how.
okay. I mean, I guess your question was, is it okay? Yes, it's okay.
Okay.
We'll give you permission for that, but it's to say to do or not to do, that's up to you.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer. I do think that it would be fun to know what Tiffany's input on that is. What's your tactic, Tiffany? Do you ghost?
Oh man. No, mine is it wasn't a tactic. I feel like people ghost me, so we'll go past that. But my tactic was going to be, it's not really a tactic, but everybody always has a purpose and there's a reason that they were, even if it was a brief moment and they did ghost you and they moved on and they did whatever, everyone has a reason for what happened in that moment, whether you realize it or not. So that's what I always, when something, if there's someone bad or something like that, I always go with the, all right, you know what? Everyone has a purpose and there was a reason for them to have come into my life for that brief second or whatever it was. And what did they teach me? And I'm sure, what did I teach them? That's what I always.
So
Absolutely.
mature. Wow.
Wow.
Can
I redo my answer?
You can't cheat, Tracy.
Oh, no. It's so true. That's beautifully said. Well done.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think we're at the time where they're going to start flagging
They're
us.
going to start. Is there some, maybe we can do a quick one and then as soon as we get our
Or
music.
notice, then we
Notice
can wrap it up.
by now, so I don't know where.
Do you have a quick one, Tiffany?
No.
No. Okay,
There
narrow
it is.
it
Okay.
down.
So should we shout out about Asheville?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're going to be in Asheville at the QHHT retreat, Asheville, North Carolina, May 23rd to 27th. Tiffany won't be there, but Tracy and I will. And all probably a lot of people that are in already in this group and everything. So like-minded people, this is where we all get together. And then the three of us and Trina will be on a cruise to Iceland in the next month. So again, like-minded. So if this is something you want to get together, come on, join us. We have information on the retreat at QHHTofficial.com. And if you want to have a session, you want to be a practitioner, all the information is there, as well as the retreat information. And then Tracy has the information about the cruise on her website at TracyMahan.com.
Absolutely. And it's TRACIE, because I know Tracy has like 20 ways to spell it. TRACIEMAHAN.com. And go to the Iceland link and you'll get all your information. We'd love to see you there.
Absolutely,
Absolutely.
that'd be so much fun. Yeah, I was all these things are going on in my head.
I thought I was the one that was being a little lightheaded tonight and like, hey, half asleep.
Jet
We'll
lag.
just say we love you guys and thank you for being
Absolutely,
here with us. And
so
thank
fun to be back. And yes, so
Yeah.
fun to have you back, Tracy and Tiffany. And oh, I did just see Tiffany. So anyway, love you all. We just got the time. Bye.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.